Today we're going to continue our look at the development of the self-love lifestyle. And we're going to address what I refer to as the third layer. So just to review the definition of self-love again, according to my description, self-love is the alignment of the action that you take with the path of your dreams. It becomes your lifestyle when you realize that you cannot bear to live any other way but to be true to yourself. And believe me, this is a journey. It's also such a huge transformative process because not only does it require a deprogramming of the parts of you that have been sort of living in a trance, but you also need to reprogram your whole way of being. And initially, this can be really daunting. And I have to say also a bit scary. And I use that term loosely because sometimes it can be terrifying. But if you recall from our last conversation, the courage that you need is developed during the process itself. So you can be assured that as you are willingly giving yourself to the process, you're also automatically cultivating the courage that you need. So don't worry. Even if you think that you don't know how to do it or that you could never do it, your higher self knows differently. It knows exactly what to do, and it knows how to do it so that it develops in you. And then it begins to take on a leadership role in your life. And in truth, that's when you finally start to take a leadership role in your life. And then the magic starts to happen. So not to diminish my own transformational process, but I've had the privilege now of working with people all over the world who are just like you, just like me. They have been so unhappy with their lives, miserable even, and couldn't seem to get out of their own way. I've been there myself. I experienced that feeling of disconnect with myself and the world, and so I can relate to what you're going through if you're in that category. Because of this, I also want you to know that you can do it too, and that these heart-shifting steps will support you in this new way of being. But I also want you to know that even more importantly than these steps that support you, there's an energy of love that never wavers in its support of you. And I'm referring to that energy of love that we call God, or the God we try to understand as a God consciousness. That's the energy that never wavers because it doesn't know anything outside of itself. And this is hard for us to wrap our head around. But we can wrap our heart around it because we know the truth of it. The energy of that God consciousness is so pure. It's so pure, in fact, that nothing else can even enter into it. And in fact, when we look at the energetics of that, the vibrational frequency then must be only of itself as well. So from my perspective, that means that the human attributes or energy frequencies that we often try to associate with this God consciousness, like pity or anger or frustration, or maybe even vindictiveness or rage, they just can't possibly be a part of this consciousness of energy. I mean, after all, could you imagine being that pure? Of course not, because we don't live lives from that place, not according to the experiences that we have had here on the earth. However, the energy of the true nature of you, of me, the part of you that is this very same divine energy, knows nothing outside of itself as well. And that's what makes you so powerful. When you can remember that, and that you are able to step in as a co-creator with this energy, You may be saying, well, if that's true, then why do I ever experience suffering or anger or fear or separation or even the vindictiveness? If I'm the same energy as this God energy of love? Well, I have to tell you, that's a great question, and it's one I've been asked many times. An easy explanation of that is that you're a mini version, so you possess the same love energy, but you are not the entirety of this love. And it's consciousness as well, even though what you possess has the same qualities. And this is something we need to spend a little time with to really be able to absorb that. Also, as you know, you live in this human world filled with human experiences, and you're affected by human thoughts, and those thoughts are influenced by fear. This God consciousness has no human thoughts, which is really a good thing. It isn't human. After all, what kind of a God level of consciousness or beingness could we expect to support us and lead us and love us unconditionally if it's having the same kind of experience that we are? It's no wonder when we come from that perspective so often that there are those who distrust God or don't believe in this level of consciousness. Of course, it wouldn't make sense under those circumstances. But then, as we soften, we can begin to understand that it's in the softness that it carries that it's so different from us. And often, when we can go into that space, rather than being plagued with self-doubt or not being enough, not being worthy, not being lovable, then we can move beyond that belief that we are separated in some way. So as you can see, it's not really as confusing as you might think it would be. But yet, for reasons that are vast, we usually forget that these standards of distinction are there, and we still hold on to the beliefs that this God consciousness is human as well. And in fact, that's really sort of understandable because it's our whole orientation to life. But as adults and adults who want to be co-creators and create lives that are happy and healthy and whole, we have to give up that childlike belief. And this is why when we don't give it up, we're so confused. And we're also confused then about who we are and what to expect from ourselves and from life. So now what? Now I believe it's time. You're being called to purge some old beliefs and to recognize that those beliefs have kept you chained to these old systems of thinking and behaving. They've also kept you wondering, right, how a God of love could create suffering or allow bad things to happen to good people. Or even maybe how good things can happen to bad people. Or to the earth itself. And it's that kind of thinking, those beliefs, that you may work towards purging a bit so that you can let God be God. I want you to know that I grew up with some similar beliefs in the Lutheran Church. God was a God of punishment and ruled with an iron fist that even would send babies to hell if they weren't baptized. And I remember, even as a young girl, that I was asked to leave my Sunday school class because I refused to believe that. And when I started to expand my understanding and relationship with God and let God be pure, I felt like I could finally take a deep breath. In fact, I actually felt very free. I could finally really be loved, which must mean then that I was lovable and deserving of a greater love as well. So maybe, just maybe, all of that belief that I was born a sinner could be looked at differently. And when I did, my whole life changed. I was able to love myself differently too. And a miraculous relationship developed between myself and this new God of love and my connection to it, to myself. And it became unshakable. As I allowed myself to know it through different eyes, I saw my greater self connected to this source in a way that I can only describe as the greater, deeper, more abiding love that I had been looking for all along. And somewhere deep inside me, I believed that it was there. I want this for you too, for you to know that you are loved and cherished beyond all measure, and that there is nothing that you need to do to earn it or prove yourself worthy. In fact, all you really need to do is to love yourself. And when you do, it opens the door for you to receive that love too. So I think that you can see that if you can take some of this in, how addictive this self-love lifestyle may be. So next time we're going to dive even deeper than we have already. But in the meantime, I do hope that you'll consider to start developing, cultivating that unshakable relationship with that God of love within you too. And so until next time, I remain your heart shift coach, and just to remind you that you're really only a heart shift away from being happy and healthy and being in your wholeness as well as your holiness. Have a great day.